CME to launch NASDAQ crypto index futures on June 8th. CME Group will list futures tied to the NASDAQ CME crypto index on June 8th, the exchange's first market cap-weighted crypto futures contract. The product was confirmed via official channels on May 14th and gives institutional traders a single regulated instrument for diversified crypto exposure, rather than running parallel positions in standalone Bitcoin and Ether futures. The launch lands during a soft tape. BTC is at $79,048, down 0.6% on the day. ETH at $2,262, down 1.0%. With the broader fear and greed reading neutral at 47 as of May 14, 2026. A market cap weighted basket futures contract is the kind of product that tends to draw inflows when conviction is mixed. Traders who want crypto beta without picking a side on which asset leads the next leg. A single ticker for multi-asset crypto beta. The NASDAQ CME Crypto Index weights its constituents by market capitalization, which today means Bitcoin dominates the basket, with Ether as the secondary weight and a tail of smaller liquid assets. Until now, an allocator wanting that mix on a regulated U.S. venue had to assemble it manually using CME's existing BTC, ETH, SOL, and XRP futures contracts, with each leg requiring its own margin, basis management, and roll cycle. One ticker collapses that workflow. The portfolio manager posts margin once, takes one position, and the index provider handles rebalancing inside the contract. For pension funds, registered investment advisors, and corporate treasuries that have been waiting for an SEC-friendly path into broad crypto exposure, this is a meaningful piece of plumbing. Slotting into CME's crypto stack, CME already runs the deepest regulated crypto futures complex in the United States. Its BTC futures launched in December 2017 and now clear billions in daily notional. ETH futures followed in 2021, with SOL and XRP added more recently. Open interest across the suite has set repeated records over the past 18 months, as basis trades and ETF arbitrage flows have driven institutional participation. The index product is the natural next step. It gives funds a benchmark they can both trade and hedge against, similar to how S&P 500 futures function for U.S. equities. Expect the contract to become a standard reference for crypto equity blended portfolios and a hedging tool for the growing pool of spot crypto ETFs. Signals for spot ETF issuers. Spot Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs have absorbed tens of billions in net flows since approval, but they remain single asset products. A regulated multi-asset index futures contract opens a clear path for an index-based spot ETF down the road. Several issuers have already filed for diversified crypto basket products at the SEC. A CME futures contract referencing the same index gives those filings a regulated price discovery anchor, the same structural prerequisite that helped clear the way for the original spot BTC ETFs. That matters for retail too, even though the futures themselves trade in institutional-sized contracts. The infrastructure that institutions build tends to flow downstream into accessible retail wrappers within 12 to 24 months. The backdrop, regulated crypto plumbing keeps filling in. This launch sits alongside a stream of similar institutional steps in recent weeks. BlackRock's second tokenized fund filing on Securitize, JP Morgan's tokenized money market fund on Ethereum and Solana, and DTCC's integration of Chainlink standards into its $114 trillion collateral app chain. The thread connecting them is the same. Regulated venues and incumbents are wiring crypto into the existing capital market stack rather than competing with it. For crypto-native participants, the practical question is liquidity. A new futures contract takes time to build depth. Early volume on CME's Solana and XRP contracts was thin for the first quarter before market makers committed capital. The NASDAQ index contract will likely follow the same arc. Institutional adoption gated on tight spreads, which gates on consistent two-way flow. Pricing and specs detail CME has not yet published the full contract specifications publicly, including tick size, contract multiplier, and margin requirements. Those numbers will arrive closer to the June 8th listing date and will determine which trader cohorts can use the product economically. A multiplier set too high prices out smaller hedge funds. One set too low fragments liquidity. Expect specifications calibrated to the same institutional tier as CME's existing crypto futures suite.